们一起来默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始下午的聚会。
In the name of Lord Christ, we commence this afternoon service.
唱诗两百三十二。
Let us sing hymn 232. Please be seated.
啊，我们一起来祷告，求主带领我们。
And let us pray together and ask the Lord to guide us.
圣灵是真理的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth.
所以圣灵会带领我们进入真理的奥秘。
And the Holy Spirit will help us enter into the mystery of the Spirit.
圣灵会给我们力量来行出我们所认识的真理。
Holy Spirit will help us to walk to carry out the deeds of the Holy Spirit.
我们现在一起来祷告，求主带领我们下午的聚会。
Let us pray in one accord and ask God for His guidance.
愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
请我们来看马太福音第五章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
第四节
Verse 4
哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
我们仔细读这个八福。
If we read this beatitude very carefully,
这些福气真的很宝贵。
We know that all these blessings are very precious.
第一福
First blessing
要得到天国
is to receive the kingdom of heaven.
天国就是神的国。
And the kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God.
第二福
Second blessing
要得到安慰
And it is to be comforted
第三福
Third blessing
要承受地土
To inherit the earth
第四福
Fourth blessing
要得到饱足
That they will be filled
第五福
Fifth blessing
要蒙连续
Will be shown mercy
第六福
Verse
要见到
Blessing number six To see God
第七福
Seventh blessing
要称为神的儿子
To be called sons of God.
所以这些福气都非常的宝贵。
All these blessings are very precious.
那主耶稣讲的话就是灵，就是生命。
The words that Jesus speak are life, and it is truth.
Spirit. 生命就是这个话是活的。
And it's life because these words are living.
你可以体验得到。
That you can experience.
主耶稣话是灵
，and Jesus' words is spirit，
就是可以进到我们里面来造就我们的灵性
，and that is it can come inside us and to edify our spirit。
我们有时候常常念念这个八福，发现说，哎，我怎么没有得到这些福气
？Sometimes we read the beatitude and we feel that we haven't received the blessings that's recorded here。
那我们仔细看哦，每一个福气都是神应许要给我们。
But if we look at it carefully, every single blessing is promised by God.
但是要得到这个福气有它的条件。
But however, in order to receive these blessings, there are prerequisites.
那我们常常把那个困难都放在要得到福气很困难。
And if we think difficulty, then we think of receiving these blessings as being difficult.
我信耶稣，我也没有感觉到我得到神的果。
We believe in Jesus Christ, but I don't believe that I haven't inherited God's kingdom.
因为圣经说那个平安喜乐，我也没有体验。
I haven't even experienced this joy and peace.
我信耶稣，我也没有得到安慰。
I believe in Jesus, but I don't feel comforted.
我信耶稣，我也没有得到饱足。
And I believe in Jesus, I'm not filled.
所以我们常常把那个困难啊，就注重在得福气很困难。
And we see these difficulty as being having a hard time receiving these blessings.
好像神是这么的高，我高攀不上神，所以我得不到他的福气。
And it's as God is so lofty, He's too high and there high that we're not able to receive the blessings.
不错，神非常的高。
Yes, God is in the lofty place.
他住在众人所不能靠近的光里面。
And he lives in a very bright place where humans cannot be near.
但是神成为人的时候非常的低。
But when God became human, he had a lowly status.
比你比我都低。
He had even a lower status than you or I.
他做仆人替人洗脚。
He was a servant. He washed his disciples' feet.
他做罪人，为我们钉在十字架。
He became the sinner and he was crucified on the cross for us.
我们洗过人的脚吗？
Have we washed other people's feet?
我们低到做罪人吗？
Have we become sinners for others?
没有。
No.
那为什么他这么高要降成这么低？
So why was that he was so lofty high and he has to become such a lowly person?
就是要带给我们福气。
Because he wants to bring us blessings.
所以得福气不是困难。
So it is not hard to receive blessings.
困难在哪里？
What is the difficulty?
困难在我们本身没有那个条件。
And the difficulty is that we do not have the criteria to receive these blessings.
得到天国的条件是什么？
So what is the criteria in inherit the kingdom?
虚心。
And that is to be poor in spirit.
心灵贫穷。
And that we need to be poor in our heart.
我们今天信耶稣这么久，没有平安跟喜乐。
Today we believe in Christ so long, but we have no peace or joy.
因为我们没有心灵贫穷。
Because we're not in poor in spirit.
困难在我们里面，困难不是神。
The difficult is in us, it's not in God.
如果我们里面的困难可以解决，你就可以体验到神的国就在我里面。
If we can take care of this difficulty inside us, then we will experience that God's kingdom is inside us.
所以有时候我们祷告不需要一直求福气。
Sometimes when we pray, we don't need to continuously seeking for blessings.
我们只要求神，主啊，你给我贫穷的心。
We ask God to give us a poor in spirit.
只要我们心灵一贫穷，神的国就进来了。
Once our heart is poor in spirit, then God's blessings will pour in.
我们要求神，主啊，你给我有哀恸的心。
And we also ask God to give us a heart of mourning.
这个最难。
This is hard.
如果你有哀恸的心，神的安慰就在里面。
If you have a mourning heart, then God's comfort will be inside you.
所以我们要求神给我们有这个得福气，我们人所应该有的条件。
So we need to ask God to give us this type of prerequisite or condition in order to receive blessings.
那福气自然就来了。
Then naturally the blessings will pour in.
但是现在我们如果没有在追求得福气的这些条件，你一直祷告祷告，就是得不到，因为你没有那个条件。
If we do not even have the condition in seeking the blessings to begin with, then we should not receive blessings from God.
不是神不给我们。
It's not that God doesn't give it to us.
是我们本身缺乏神所说的那个条件。
Because we lack the condition in which God wants to give us.
所以得恩典最难的。是我们本身很难改变到神要求我们那个条件。
So receiving blessings is not hard, but what is hard is that we meet the condition in which God wants to bless us.
不是说得恩典本身很困难。
And it's not that receiving blessing is hard.
比方说，有人说走天国路很难。
And for example, someone might say, walking the path to heavenly kingdom is hard.
真的，如果你受洗四十年。
It's true if you have been baptized 40 years.
你从小时候想跟你在一起上那个宗教教育的，一起参加学生联会，现在还有几个在教会？
If you think about those people who have been to spiritual convocation and to all those workshops, how many still remain the church?
又好像说，如果你曾经很热心在教会做圣工。
For another example is that you once were very devoted in holy work at church.
那可能是十年、二十年前。
Perhaps that was a decade or two decades ago.
那你仔细看，那些很热心做圣工，今天在哪里？
So if you think, look around, where are those people who were once very, very dedicated and fervent?
所以我们常常觉得说，天国路很难。
So we think that the road to heavenly kingdom is very hard.
但是如果神是无所不能的
，But God is almighty.
如果神很爱我们。
And if God loves us,
天国路应该不难走。
But the road to heavenly kingdom should not be hard.
其实最难的是什么？
What is the most difficult thing?
最难的是我们对神有信靠的心。
And the most hard thing is that we do not have a heart of reliance.
真的对神交托仰望
We、
依靠。
Truly look up to God and we truly rely on God and trust in God.
这个最难。
This is the most difficult.
那如果我们一直强调天国路很难
，If we keep emphasizing that the path to heavenly kingdom is very difficult，
常常就觉得那我跌倒是应该，因为很难。
So you feel that even if you fall, that's natural because it's a hard road.
因为这个是人做不到的。
Because this is something that humans can't do anyway.
但是真的难是我们对神缺乏信心。
But it's difficult because we lack faith.
如果我们真的对神有信心
，If we truly have faith in God，
神就做我们的依靠
God is a reliance.
神就做我们的力量。
He will be our strength.
神就做我们的帮助。
He will be our help.
神就做我们的引导。
He will be our guide.
我们就觉得不难。
Then we will not feel this is hard.
天国路是靠神的恩典在走的。
The road to heavenly kingdom is dependent on God's blessing and grace.
神的恩典是借着我们的信靠得来的。
And God's grace is dependent on our faith in Him.
所以最难的，我们在信仰的路途当中，最难是我们自己很难改变。
In our journey of faith, it is the most difficult thing is that our unwillingness to change.
如果我们改变,
if we change,
神与我们同在,
then God will be with us.
没有一件是难的。
There's nothing that is difficult.
那当我们在读到这个第四节,
now when we read verse 4,
哀恸的人有福了。
Blessed are those who mourn.
请问,如果有一个地方你去的会让你哀恸,你会去吗?
I ask you, if you, there's a place where you go and you feel very sorrowful, will you go?
我想大部分人都不要去啊。
Most people choose not to go.
我去做什么?人活着又不是为着哀恸。
And why would we go? Because we don't live just to mourn for others.
但是如果有一个地方你去的会得安慰,很喜乐,你会去吗?
But if there's a place where you, when you go, you feel comforted, will you go?
当然大家都会去啊。
Of course you want to go.
所以你看快乐的地方每个人都要去。
So you know that where there's a place that of happiness, everyone wants to go.
但是问题是,如果有一个地方你去的会让你哀恸,也会让你安慰跟喜乐,你会去吗?
But the problem is that if there's a place that causes you to mourn as well as being comforted, will you go?
所以为什么说教会有的人会来,有的人不来?
And that's why we say sometimes the church is a place where some people want to come and some people don't want to come.
因为有的人听了道理,显露他的罪,这个我不来。
And because some people heard the words of God and it reveals their sins and they choose not to come anymore.
但是有的人他真的体会到里面的喜乐平安,他就来。
But some people experience joy and peace within them, so they decide to come.
所以这个第二福就是告诉我们,如果我们的生活要得到安慰,你要经历过一个过程,这个过程叫做哀恸。
And if you want to be comforted in your life, you need to go through a process of called mourning.
所以这个哀恸只是一个过程。
And so being in a mournful state is just a process in your life.
好像生孩子。
It's like giving birth to a child.
那个生孩子那个痛苦只是一个过程。
And that pain is only just at that moment.
你看到孩子出来，你很高兴。
When you see the infant comes out, you're extremely in joy.
但是你如果没有这个痛苦的过程，你怎么有抱着孩子的喜乐呢？
If you don't go through the experience of giving birth, then why, how could you become so joyful after you see your child?
所以当你要享受喜乐，有你的孩子，你要经历过生孩子痛苦的过程。
So if you want to experience the joy of seeing your child, then you need to go through the painful process.
如果我们在信仰的追求要得到安慰，得到喜乐。
If in our faith, our pursuit of faith, we want to be comforted and be joyful.
我们要经历过哀恸的过程。
We need to go through the process of being mournful.
也就是说，我们不愿意经历做这个过程，你就很难真正的体会到什么叫做神的安慰、神的喜乐。
If you are unwilling to go through this mournful state, then you will not experience what is being comforted.
我们现在从几方面来看。
Let us look at from different views.
我们现在经济在走下坡。
We know that the economy is going downhill.
很多人就怕失去工作。
And many people are afraid of losing their job.
特别如果三四十岁
，and especially if people around 30 years or 40 years of age，
小孩子还没有完全长大，还要教育费用。
When their children still needs fund for like college or education，
然后你有房子要配，又有学费要配，这个压力真的很大。
And then there's mortgage probably loan from school， so there's a lot of pressure。
那有的到60岁以上，反正要就经济上也没有什么压力，就顺便了退休了。
Some people who are 60 years or older, they probably get laid off, but they're not as worried because they wanted to retire anyway.
所以在这个时刻里面，我们一般人来讲哦，最忧虑的是你的工作能不能保得住。
And so at this moment of time, the one thing that people are fearful most is that can they keep their job?
但是当我们有了信仰。
But once we have faith,
我们发现我们面对这个困难的心态不一样。
We know that our attitude in facing this difficulty time is different.
我们看出埃及记第三章。
Let us look at Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第三章的第七节
Exodus chapter 3 verse 7
神说我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦我实在看见的他们受督工的辖制所发的哀声我也听见了我原来知道他们的痛苦
Verse 7 The Lord says I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt I have heard them crying out because of the slave drivers and I am concerned about their suffering
以色列百姓在埃及受苦。
The Israelites they suffer in the land of Egypt.
因为认识约瑟的那一代啊，已经都过去了。
Because the generation of Joseph has already passed.
那新的王啊，他觉得这个哦，当时的这个以色列百姓这么会生啊，就对他们有一种压迫威胁感。
So the king that came after felt this sense of pressure, and because the Israelites they reproduce very fast, so he does not like that.
就开始给他做苦工。
So he enslaved these Israelites.
压迫他们。
And he oppressed them.
目的要消灭他们。
Because he wants to decimate them.
但是
However,
以色列人是神的选民。
The Israelites were the people of God.
是神所宝贵的。
That they were precious in sight of God.
所以他们在困苦的时候。
So when they're in suffering.
神说我看见他们的困苦。
God says that I have seen the misery of my people.
然后他们发哀声。
And when they cry out,
神说我听见了。
And God says, I have heard.
神说我原来知道他们的痛苦。
And that he actually knows their sufferings.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我下来要救他们。
That I come down to rescue them.
脱离埃及人的手。
From the hands of Egyptians.
脱离他们的痛苦。
From away from sufferings.
那进到那流奶与蜜宽阔之地。
And into a land, a good land, a spacious land, a land of flowing with milk and honey.
就是神要改变他们的痛苦，让他们进到丰富享受之地。
God wants to change their suffering and give them good things like the land of milk and honey.
因为他是神的选民。
Because they were the chosen people of God.
你知道做父亲的最怕小孩子哭。
You know, as fathers, what they're scared of most is the cry of their children.
当然，小孩子无理哭，那个这个再修理一下。
But of course, when your child is having temper tantrum, that's different.
但如果小孩子生病
，But when a child is in pain or ill, and your child actually cries,
那哭声好像刀子在割父母的心呢。
And this cry is as if a knife piercing into your heart.
你如果发现小孩子有什么问题
，And if you feel that your child is not feeling well,
他很痛苦，他流眼泪，但是父母亲也是很痛苦的。
They're feeling so bad to the point they shed tears. The parents also feel very sad.
我们是神的孩子。
We are the children of God.
所以当我们生活有困难
，When we have difficulty in our lives,
真的有困难
，And you really are having difficulty,
哀求神
，Cry out to God.
神就会下来解决我们的困难。
And God will come down to solve our problems.
我们看约伯记三十八章。
Let us turn to Job chapter 38.
约伯记的三十八章。
Job 38.
三十九节一直到四十一节。
Verses 39 to 41.
母狮子在洞里蹲伏，少壮狮子在隐秘处埋伏。你谁能为他们抓取食物，使他们饱足吗？这个。三十九节四十节第一个例子就是母狮还少狮子
and in verse 39-41 talks about the example of lioness
说谁能为他们抓取食物使他们饱足
who can hunt and pray for the lioness to satisfy the hunger of lions
四十一节
41
乌鸦之雏因为无食物飞来飞去哀告神那时谁为他预备食物呢
who provides food for the raven when it'sYoung cry out to God and wander about for lack of food.
所以你看到、那个小乌鸦在天上飞来飞去，没有东西吃，它就是在哀告神呢。
And so when the little raven is flying in the sky, but and crying out with nothing to eat, that is crying out to God.
那谁会为它预备食物呢
？Who's going to provide food for the raven?
这个是神问约伯的。
And this is God asking a question of Job.
约伯没有办法回答。
But Job could not.Reply to God.
是神为他预备食物。
It is God who provides the food.
所以狮子、乌鸦，神都养活他了。
So the lioness and lions and ravens, God will provide.
因为他向神呼 呼求。
Because they even cry out to God.
那我们不是比神人这个更贵重吗？
Aren't we more precious than these animals?
所以我们在这个经济很困难当中，真的是不要太忧虑。
So in the midst of this financial difficulty and crisis, let's not worry.
你如果真的生活有困难，你哀求神，神一定会替你解决。
If you are having trouble in your daily living, cry out to the Lord. He will resolve problem for you.
因为他是你的父。
Because he's your father.
有什么好东西神愿留下来不给我们呢？
Isn't there anything good that God doesn't want to give us?
有一个弟兄啊，他带着太太到美国来读书。
There's a brother who brought his wife to the States to study.
那读完书开始找工作。
After they graduated, they began to search for job.
啊，履历表到处寄都找不到工作。
They kept sending resumes and they still could not find job.
那怎么办？
So, didn't know what to do.
他又带着太太来，那个银行的存款越来越少。
And he also brought his wife, and then their savings in the bank is dwindling.
有一天啊，他发现银行的存款少于十块钱。
One day he found that he only had less than $10 in the bank.
怎么办？
What did he do?
他就跟他太太两个禁食祷告，那一天禁食祷告一天。
And that day he fasted with his wife for one whole day.
第二天
Second day,
两个公司打电话来。
Two companies called him.
这个也要请他，那个也要请他。
And two companies both want him.
他还是可以跟他们negotiate到他的薪水。
And he even can negotiate what he would like his salary to be.
这是一个真实的例子。
This is a true example.
所以我们向神哀求，你如果生活有困难，你哀动，神就会安慰你，让你生活有没有困难。
So if you truly have difficulty, you cry out to God, and God will provide, so your life is without difficulty.
那有了这个体验之后
，After having this experience,
我们就不会忧虑。
Then we will not worry.
因为我们知道。很多的经验啊，就是给我们一个力量。
Because having all these experiences will give us this state of strength.
神会带领。
That God will guide.
天天有 manna.
That there is daily manna.
所以呢，一天用完，明天还有 manna.
Although we finish one day, we will even have more tomorrow.
所以第一个生活有困苦，要向神哀动。
Number one is that when you are having trouble in your daily life, you have to cry out to the Lord.
神会赏赐，会安慰。
And God will give you, and God will comfort you.
第二个
，Second，
所谓这个哀动啊，是描写我们自己属灵的情况。
And being in a state of mourning is actually describing the state of your faith.
就是我们自己灵性不能进步，或者说我们犯了罪。
And that is you cannot improve your spirituality or that you have sinned.
这样啊，我们要向神哀动。
And in this case, we have to mourn for ourselves.
我们看诗篇的五十一篇。
Let us look at Psalm 51.
诗篇的五十一篇。
Psalm 51.
第八节。
Verse 8.
求你使我得听欢喜快乐的声音。使你所压伤的骨髓可以跳跃。
Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice.
第十节。
Verse 10.
神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使里面重新有正直的灵。
Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
十一节。
Verse 11.
不要丢弃我，使我离开的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。
Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me.
十二节
12.
求你使我承得救恩之乐，使我乐意的灵扶持我。
Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me.
大卫犯罪以后啊，有很多他以前的体验都没有了。
After David had sinned, there are many experiences he had and they were gone.
心灵的平安喜乐没有了。
And gone were the peace of in heart and joy.
取代是被一种罪恶感，被一种良心的自责完全充满。
And what replaced those joy and peace is a guilty conscience.
那这不怎么办
？What did he do？
我们看十六节。
Let's look at verse 16.
你本来不喜爱祭物，若是喜爱，我就献上燔祭，你也不喜悦。十七节。
17.
神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心， 你必不轻看。
16, you do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices, Lord, are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise.
如果神喜欢的是祭物，对大卫来讲并没有困难。他当王，他有很多可以献。
If God delights in the burnt offering, that is no problem for King David because he could give a lot of burnt offerings.
但是圣经说，千山的飞鸟，野地的走兽，什么都是神的，他还要人的祭物吗？
But the birds and the beasts on this earth, they're all created by God, so he doesn't need any offerings.
那神所要的是什么？
So what does God want?
是忧伤的灵。
God, what God takes pleasure in is a broken spirit.
忧伤痛悔的心，神不轻看。
And a broken and contrite heart, God will not despise.
所以大卫对自己的罪哀动。
So David is mournful of his sins.
十条诫命，他最少犯了三条。
In the Ten Commandments, he had committed three sinful things.
看来是相当严重啊。
Seems that it's very serious.
但是因为他有哀痛的心。
Because he had a mournful heart.
神就赦免他。
God forgave him.
就安慰他。
And God even comforted him.
就给他喜乐。
And God gave him joy.
所以今天最难的就是我们对自己的灵性啊，不痛不痒，没有感觉。
And what's most scary is that we have no feeling towards our faith.
那我们这样不痛不痒没有感觉，我们也不会觉得不好。
And we don't have it, since we don't have any feeling, we don't think that we're lacking or anything.
我们不会觉得不好，我们也不会进步。
And because we don't feel anything about our faith, then we will not try to improve.
信仰是一种关系。
Faith is actually a relationship.
是我们跟神的关系。
It's a relationship between us and God.
这个关系如果没有改进，
If there's no improvement in this relationship,
我们的喜乐就不会增加。
Then we will not increase our joy.
这个关系越亲密，
And the more intimate this relationship is,
神住在我们里面越多，
Then God will be more inside us.
到最后神会完全充满在我们里面，
And later on, God will fill inside us.
那神完全充满在我们里面就是平安。
And after God has filled inside us, then we will feel a sense of peace.
你不怕。
You're not afraid.
你不会忧虑。
You will not worry.
这个就是平安。
And this is peace.
神完全充满在我们里面。
God has filled himself inside us.
这个就是喜乐。
And this is joy.
但是要神完全充满我们里面。
But in order for God to totally fill inside us,
要经历一个过程。
We need to go through a process.
就是哀动。
And that is being in a state of mourning.
神啊，我有很多的错误。
God, I have so sinned, committed so many sins.
我有很多的不完全。
I have a lot of imperfections.
我虽然信这么久，我信仰没有进步。
Although I have believed in so long, but my faith has not improved.
主啊，求你赦免我。
Oh Lord, please forgive me.
洁净我。
And cleanse me.
要经历过这个哀动，我们的喜乐平安就会增加。
And after going through this process of mourning, then our joy and peace will increase.
那没有经过这个过程，有时候一直祷告不会增加，因为罪在我们里面卡住了。
If we don't go through this process, then the sin will be stuck inside us, and we will have no feeling.
我们人都很愿意啊，来假想我是很好的一个人。
And we humans tend to or want to think that we are all good people.
特别一个人到处受欢迎，被人称赞的时候，很难想象说我有罪，我需要悔改。
Especially when a person is very popular and are good with people, and they think they're good, so they think they do not need to repent.
所以主耶稣说，众人都说你好，你就有祸了。
And Jesus says that if all people think that you're good, then woe to you.
因为当众人都说我们好的时候，你就不会觉得我需要改变什么。
Because when people praise you too much, then you do not think there's room for improvement.
我如果不好，我如果有罪，怎么大家都说我好？
If you think that you're good and everyone says that you're good, then why would I need to ask for forgiveness?
所以众人都说我们好的时候，可能是我们离开神很远的时候。
So when people praise us is when we are farthest away from God.
我们看以赛亚书的五十七章。
Let us turn to Isaiah 57.
以赛亚书五十七章的十四节。
Isaiah 57:14.
十四节。
14.
神说，你要修筑修筑，预备道路，将绊脚石从我的百姓的路中除掉。十五节。
15.
因为那至高至上永远长存名为圣者的如此说，我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，要使谦卑人灵魂苏醒，使痛悔的人心灵苏醒。
And it will be said, build up, prepare the road, remove the obstacles out of the way of my people. For this is what the high and lofty one says, he who lives forever, whose name is holy. I live in a high and holy place, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit.
这里圣说,
Here says,
要逐路啊,逐一条路。
Here says, build the road.
那怎么逐?
How to prepare this road?
要把绊脚石从百姓的路中除掉。
And that is to remove the obstacles out of the way of the people.
使约翰就是要来为耶稣逐路。
And the John Baptist came to build this road for Jesus.
那使约翰怎么逐路?
And how did John the Baptist build the road?
圣经说那个低下去的要填满,高下去的要把它铲平。
And those that are lacking will be filled, and those that are overflowing will be removed.
所以他来介绍耶稣，你们所等待那个弥赛亚就在你的面前。
And then he came to introduce Jesus that the Messiah that they have been waiting is in front of everyone.
所以你们应该对他有信心。
So you have to put your faith in him.
这个低的人没有信心的，借着他的介绍，让人产生信心。
And those lowly ones, because they're lacking faith, because of Jesus, they will have faith.
那高出来的要把它铲平。
And those who are lofty and high, he will actually remove.
什么是高出来的？
And what is those lofty people?
天国近了，你们要悔改。
The heavenly kingdom is near. Everyone should repent.
悔改是什么?
What is repent?
悔改就是对付我们所犯的罪。
Repenting is to conquer the sins that we have committed.
这个是绊脚石。
Because this is obstacle.
这个没有拿掉啊，天国你走不下去，走不过去。
If you don't take away this obstacle, then you will not have a smooth way towards heavenly kingdom.
所以使徒约翰看到很多文士、法利赛人接受洗礼。
So John the Baptist saw many of the scribes and Pharisees came to get baptized.
他也很不客气啊。
And he was not very nice.
毒蛇的种类。
And he says, those are vile serpents.
谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢?
Who told you to escape the fury of future?
但是这一群人真的是想要得到神的果。
But these people really want to receive the kingdom of God.
神感动他们，他们也真的知道自己的罪。
God has moved them and they really know that they have sinned.
所以当使徒约翰说毒蛇的种类的时候，他没有走掉。
And when John the Baptist says that they are the vile kind, these people did not go away.
毒蛇就是有毒的。
They're serpents. Serpents are deadly.
毒是什么?
What is a poisonous?
毒就是罪。
And poison is sin.
你们是有罪的种类。
And that they are the people of sin.
对他们来讲，我们今天来接受你的洗礼，就是因为我们有罪。
And to them, they came to get baptized because they realized they have sinned.
所以他们愿意把罪拿掉。
So they're willing to take away their sins.
因此他们就能够走在这一条道路上来接受耶稣的救恩。
And because of this, they can walk on the road and receive the salvation of Christ.
今天我们人的自尊太强。
Today we are too egotistic. We're,
我们不愿意在神的面前承认我们有罪。
We're too proud and we're not willing to admit that we have sinned.
我们就很难真的进到神的安慰里面。
Then it is hard for us to enter into the peace of God.
所以十五节。
So 15.
那至高至圣永远长存名为圣者的这样说。
So this is what the high and lofty one says.
他是至高。再上去没有了。
He is a high and lofty one. There is no one higher than him.
他是至圣，住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面，在他没有罪。
And he is the holy one, and that he lives in a place where there is no sin.
他这样说。
Here is what he said.
我住在至高至圣的所在，就是天国。
I live in a high and holy place, and that is heavenly kingdom.
是没有罪的。
And there is no sin.
但是我要与人同居。
But I will be with people.
在十五节下半句，我要与人同居。
But I will be with him who is contrite and lowly spirit.
至高的神要住在人的里面。
But the God that is high and lofty, he will dwell inside human.
但是有条件。
However, there's a condition.
他要心灵痛悔谦卑。
But the person has to be contrite and lowly in spirit.
所以他说，我要使谦卑的人灵魂苏醒。
So that's why he will says that he will revive the spirit of those who are contrite and lowly in spirit.
所以最谦卑的人是谁？
So who is the most humble person?
不是别人称赞的时候说哦没有没有这样客气几套。
And it's not when people praise you, you politely said, oh, I'm not.
最谦卑的人是愿意在神的面前承认我有罪。
And the most humble people are those people willing to repent in front of God.
那神就把我们罪拿掉，他就住在我们里面。
And God will take us our sins and he will dwell inside us.
对，这是一个过程。
So this is a process.
因此我们大家可以体验看看。
So we can experience this.
你每一次祷告。
Every time you pray,
你就很认真的一条一条把我们所犯的罪都想出来。
Think about every little sin that you have committed.
那我们这样开始在对付我们的罪的时候，你就发现了我们的祷告会进到另外一个层次。
And when we're trying to conquer our sin one by one, then you realize that your prayer, you will bring your prayer to a different level.
神的感动越来越强。
And God's movement will be stronger.
当神把我们的罪完全拿掉的时候，圣灵会完全的充满。
When God totally takes our sins away, then God's Spirit will be full inside us.
所以哀恸的人有福了。
So, blessed are those who mourn.
因为他们要得到安慰。
For they shall be comforted.
那我们常常发现说，那我有什么罪？我没有犯奸淫，我也没有杀人，我也没有抢人。
Some people think that they do not commit adultery, they have not stolen, they have not done anything bad.
我们知道，真理好像一个两刃的利剑。
We know that truth is like the double-edged sword.
真理没有进到人的心的时候，人不会感觉有罪。
And until the truth hasn't pierced into humans' heart, then humans do not feel they have sinned.
因为世界一切都是相对的。
Because everything is relative.
这样也可以，那样也可以。
Everything is relative, so this is okay and that is okay.
所以你很难讲谁有罪，我们也很难知道我们有罪。
So it is hard for us to say someone has sinned or that we have sinned.
但是真理一进到我们里面，罪就跑出来。
So once the truth comes inside us, then the sin is revealed.
因为真理是绝对的标准。
Because truth is an absolute standard.
因为真理是光。
Because truth is light.
光一进去，暗就跑出来。
And when light goes in, darkness comes out.
什么是罪？
And what is sin?
第一个。
First.
罪就是夺取神的荣耀。
Sin is that which takes away the glory of God.
你看我们祷告怎么祷告？
So when we pray, how do we pray?
愿国度、权柄、荣耀都是你的。
May all the glory and praises be unto your kingdom.
为什么荣耀是神的？
Why is glory belong to God?
因为我们能够把事情做好，在世界上能够突出，是神给我们机会跟能力。
Because we can do what we do on this earth because God has given us opportunity and a chance.
所以人夺取神的荣耀，这是罪。
So when humans try to take away the glory of God, this is sin.
尼布甲尼撒王。
And King Nebuchadnezzar,
他看到巴比伦帝国建设的这么强盛，
he saw his kingdom was very strong.
他很自豪说，这不是凭着我的大能大力建设的吗？
He boasts that he had built the strong nation by himself.
王位离开他了，
and his kingship has left him.
他到旷野发疯，跟耶稣住了七年。
And he was ill, mentally ill, and he was sent to the wilderness to live with beasts.
有一天他抬头望天。
One time he looked up to heaven.
他了解至高者在人的国中掌权。
And he knows that the Most High is actually the controller of everything.
要将王位给谁就给谁。
And he is the one to give kingship to whoever he wants.
他才知道过去他当王，这是神给他的。
He knows that In the past, he was a king because God gave him this kingship.
所以当他说，这不是凭我大能大力建设的，这个就是夺取神的荣耀。
So he says that if I have said this is everything's built by me, then I am taking away the glory of God.
这个就是罪。
This is sin.
所以他要到旷野跟野兽住七年。
So he had to go to the wilderness and live with the beast for 7 years.
等他的心态有一个完全的调整。
After he has changed his attitude.
原来神在我的上面。
He realized that God is most up high.
我应该荣耀他。
I have to glorify him.
他就回来当王。
So he came back to be the king.
那亏缺神的荣耀就是罪。
And if we fall short of the glory of God, then we have sinned.
罗马书说。
Romans says.
我们都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
That we have all sinned and we fall short of glory of God.
那我们现在洗礼，罪都洗干净了。
After we got baptized, we are now cleansed.
我们的生活能不能荣耀神？
And in our daily life, can we glorify God?
所以赞美诗里面有一首。
So in the hymn, there's one hymn.
说我们的生活好像一本书。
It's like our daily lives is like a book.
Our life is like a book.
Our life is like a book.
别人读了又读。
Everyone, people read over and over.
一本书不是用它的封面来判断。
And we do not judge a book by its cover.
一个基督徒不是用他的名称基督徒来判断。
And as a Christian, we do not call ourselves Christian by just being called Christian.
所以我们在我们的家人的面前能不能荣耀神？
In front of our family, can we glorify God?
我们在我们工作的场所能不能荣耀神？
At our workplace, can we glorify God?
我们在我们的朋友当中能不能荣耀神？
Among our friends, can we glorify God?
我们在我们的邻居面前能不能荣耀神？
Amongst our neighbors, can we glorify God?
不能荣耀神，就是白占土地的一棵树，不会结果子。
And if you cannot glorify God, then you're wasting the land in which the tree is planted.
这个要被砍下来了。
And this tree will be actually decimated.
这个就是得罪神，亏欠神。
And this is fall short of glory of God.
这个就是我们要悔改的地方。
And this is a point in which we have to repent.
因为救恩这么宝贵。
Because salvation is so precious.
但是我们的生活没有活出跟救恩一样的有价值。
But we do not live according to the worth of the salvation.
这个就是罪。
Then this is sin.
对不起神。
Then this is being, we fall short of the glory of God.
所以我们常常想，我没有什么可以悔改。
So sometimes we think that there's nothing we can repent.
是因为真理没有进到里面。
And that is because truth did not come in.
那我们没有悔改，那个地方就阻挡了我们跟神的关系，更亲密。
And the area where we do not think we have sinned, then this will cause us to, this will be the obstacle to draw near to God.
罪是什么？
What is sin?
罪就是人际关系的破裂。
Sin is actually the destroyer of human relations.
我们不要想说人跟人合不来没有关系。
We cannot think that it's all right when humans don't get along.
我只要热心祷告就好了。
All I need is to pray fervently.
所以教会里面很热心。
So that I become very fervent in church.
在家里也常常祷告。
And I pray a lot at home.
但是在家庭里面夫妻合不来。
But you don't get along with your spouse.
两代合不来。
And two generations don't get along.
兄弟姐妹合不来。
And brothers and sisters don't get along.
工作场所跟人合不来。
And in at workplace don't get along with workers.
这个就是罪。
This is sin.
为什么？
Why?
因为人跟人的关系就是在反映我们跟神的关系。
Because human relationship reflects the relationship of us and God.
主耶稣十二岁。
Jesus was 12 years old.
神跟人喜爱的心都增加。
And he grew in stature and in spirit.
主耶稣十二岁。
And Jesus was 12 years old.
他的智慧跟身量都成长。
And his wisdom and his stature grew at the same time.
什么叫做智慧成长？
What is growing in his wisdom?
就是他了解神的心意。
And that is, he knows the heart of God.
那当他用神的心意来生活，
When he leads his life according to God's will,
人就喜欢他。
Then people like him.
有哪一个人像耶稣一样有爱心，人不会喜欢他？
Who is like Jesus and has tons, a lot of love and not loved by humans?
有哪一个人像耶稣一样公义，人不会尊重他？
And not one person is as righteous as Jesus, and people don't like him.
有哪一个人像耶稣一样的谦卑，人不会喜欢他？
And not one person is like Jesus, who's so humble that people don't like him.
所以当我们改变有主耶稣的形象，
So when we transform ourselves to be like the image of Christ,
我们跟人的关系一定非常好。
We will be good in any relationship with humans.
所以我们有跟人合不来，有过节，没有办法赦免，没有办法把我，那个就是罪。
If there are matters in which we have wrongful past with other people and we have difficult dealings with people and we do not resolve it, that is sin.
所以四福音里面说，你要去献祭的时候，如果想到有一个人跟你合不来，你要把祭物先放下来，跟那个人和好，你再来献祭。
So then the gospel says that if you have disputed with someone or an argument with someone, before you offer, you have to reconcile yourself with this person, then come back to offer.
所以我们常常说，婚姻问题就是灵性问题。
Sometimes we say that there is trouble in marriage because there is trouble in spirit.
不可能婚姻发生问题，灵性没有问题。
It's not possible that if there is trouble in marriage, there is no trouble in spirituality.
如果我们爱配偶像主耶稣爱我们，
If we love our spouse as Jesus loves us,
婚姻会有问题吗？
Will we have any problem in our marriage?
很多的婚姻问题是我们的爱不够。
Sometimes the problem in marriage is lack of love.
或者我们的爱是人的爱，不是神的爱。
Our love is from human and not the love from God.
所以我们婚姻发生问题。
So we have problem in marriage.
那这个就影响我们跟神的关系。
And so this affects a relationship with God.
所以我们常常想用圣经的道理一对照，我们发现我们今天跟神没有办法亲密，是因为我们有很多地方要改变，但是我们没有办法，我们没有改变。
So if we look according to the words of the Bible, sometimes we are unable to change and live according to God's word because we do not change.
罪是什么？
What is sin?
罪就是良心不安。
And that is the conscience is uneasy.
圣经里面有很多的灰色的地方，你也找不出说可以不可以。
And in the Bible, there are a lot of gray areas, so you don't know whether it's right or wrong.
但是神创造我们有一个良心的本性。
But God gives us this innate nature of conscience.
所以罗马书里面说，这个良心的本性叫我们能够分别什么是对错。
In Romans, it says that this conscience allows us to distinguish between right from wrong.
因此当我们的良心不安,
so when our conscience rebukes us,
我们就要回到神的面前来反省。
We have to come in front of God and reflect ourselves.
不要把那个不安的因素用很多的理由把它 justify, 把它合理化。
But we should not justify all those uneasiness of our conscience.
要用神的话来好好的审查这是不是对。那不对的要改变。
We have to use God's word to judge whether something is right or wrong. If it's wrong, then we have to rectify it, change.
那我们跟神的关系就越来越亲密。
Then we will be more intimate with God.
那神就会安慰与我们同在，就是我们的安慰，就是我们的喜乐。
Then God will be our comforter and He will be our joy.
所以我们回到马太福音。
So let us return to Matthew.
马太福音的第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
第四节
Verse 4
哀恸的人有福了
Blessed are those who mourn
因为他们必得安慰
For they will be comforted
这是神要给我们福气
So God wants to give us blessings
要从神得到安慰得到喜乐
We need to receive comfort and joy from God
但是我们要经历哀恸的过程
But we need to go through the process of being mournful
一起来默祷
Let us pray in silence
阿们我们休息二十分钟。
Let us rest for 20 minutes.